The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, everyone. 7 o'clock, the 710 KNUS deranged, sadistic death cult radio show. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. The weather on a Thursday morning, 78 will be the high, 75 Friday. Saturday, we're going to get some rain in here next couple of days. Back to work Monday. Ted Trimba's on hold. We're going to get the other two hopefuls for the GOP Senate race. Eric Odlin's on the show, and then Eli Bremer's on the show. So yesterday, I'm watching Chanel Number 9, I haven't done so in I don't know how long, and up comes a piece on Republican State Senator Ron Hanks, who has now filed to run for the U.S. Senate in 2022. Now, this is going to open, well, I'll let it speak for itself. This is Representative Hanks, then we'll go to Ted, and we'll play what Channel 9 did. Billy, if you would, please.
As Americans come to realize Biden's incompetence, a growing majority believe he was not fairly elected. Evidence of fraud in multiple states support their conclusion. I know because I attended recounts and audits in multiple states. As our next senator, I will fight for our conservative values, and I'll start by targeting our broken election system. I'm Ron Hanks, and I'm running for the United States Senate.
I'm Ron Hanks, and I approve this message.
And then he shoots a Xerox machine. All right, please say good morning. And welcome back. He's one of my dear friends. Ted Trimba's with us. He is, again, part of the heart and soul of the Democratic Party in Colorado. I got to believe that Ron Hanks' pro-Trump warrior commercial is music to the ears of the Democrats. Theodore, thanks. Good morning. And thanks for coming back on the show.
No, happy to, Peter. And good morning. This is great. I have to tell you, when I woke up and heard about this, your producer sent me a little clip about it. All I could say is, oh, my God. First of all, one, I think it's bad for democracy. But two, it's very good for Democrats. I'm stunned that he's going to be doing this and framing his campaign around that. It's just, you know, it's a small slice of Republicans this appeals to, but everybody else is going to look at it like it's crazy.
Now, I'm going to put icing on the cake. And this is Channel 9 last night where, believe it or not, I saw this for the first time. And listen, when they do the story, they bring up, and again, those documents came down revealing that the GOP chairman, and I'll read this to you, who was came on our show before Christy Burton Brown, and I'll read this to you, recently released court documents from the defamation lawsuits against election conspiratist Joel Altman revealed the Colorado GOP chair Christy Burton Brown last year served as president of FEC United, Altman's far-right conspiracy group, at the same time she was serving as vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party. Now, listen to how Channel 9 does this and listen to what they do with her and tell me what the Democrats are now doing this morning. Last night, it was on Channel 9. Billy, if you would, please. Back to Ted Trimba. Last week, Peak Politics was upset that Joey Bunch dare ask the Trump question. I'm upset because I started that. Having said it, what do you think the powers to be, what do you think Michael Bennett's campaign is thinking and doing this morning, Ted?
First off, I think the reaction is going to be, wow. The second is, let's give this guy, you know, more print, more airtime, because it's just going to show how crazy that he really is. I mean, I don't think we're going to get much of a response. I mean, they may say something about it, you know, along the lines that Democrats have been saying, and that is, you know, every audit that's been done has shown that the election is fine. Even the one that was backed by, you know, this right-wing Republican group in Arizona found that Biden actually really did win. And we need to let go of this. You know, what it says to me, the Republican Party is like a wagon without the wheels. I mean, they've truly fallen off if this is what you guys are going to put up. And if you want to take the state back, you really need to think through, you know, who you're putting up to run.
Well, the line was made that the Republican Party is no longer a functioning party. What this Ron Hanks is doing, it's a dog whistle to talk radio hosts, to people that send us messaging, to the Internet, to Mike Lindell to Jenna Ellis to, and the beat goes on to the, he calls himself a pro-Trump warrior. Now, when the primary begins, we have the other two candidates coming up this morning. Eric's coming on the show and Eli's coming on the show. If these people turn out who believe these things, this fellow will get the nod. Hanks will get the nod. If, and I'm saying if, what does that mean? I mean, that must be music to the ears of Michael Bennett.
I would think so. I mean, that means that Michael wins. I mean, I think the strategy now will most likely be, let's just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want to give, you know, something this crazy that kind of airtime. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not in the head of Michael Bennett. But I can tell you that if any one of these far-right folks gets nominated, then that just assures that Michael Bennett will get reelected. This goes back to something that I've talked about a lot. And that is, you know, the Republican Party's got to figure out who they are. And they really haven't. And if shooting Xerox machines is what they are, then they're really in trouble.
If you shoot a piece of office equipment and you label it a Dominion voting machine, someone, many, many people have sent messaging, is he threatening Dominion by shooting their voting machine? I said, no, because he's shooting a piece of office equipment. He's not really shooting.
Well, and the thing about it is he's shooting a piece of office equipment that was, you know, in use, you know, a lot, maybe 10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, why don't we, like, you know, go out, you know, and shoot a typewriter? Because you know, most people don't do copies that way today.
The point of it is the point of it. So I look at this stuff, and we have talked about Ted Trimba's with us. He is not only a wonderful close friend, but he's also one of the smartest guys about politics I've ever met in my life. Elections are won in the middle. And we have all of these, they're offered to us right now on prices of fuel and security in schools, safety in schools, the insanity of the homelessness, roads and everything that goes with it. These guys will destroy themselves on vaxxing and Donald Trump won. I can't see it any other way.
You know, which is just a recipe for defeat.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many hacks that exist, or at least arguments that could be made that could move the middle, and they just don't seem to want to go there.
Ted,
you know, I mean, crime rate is at 30%. Inflation is highest that it's, you know, it's been arguably in 30 years. I mean, you know, do arguments that are going to appeal to the middle, and shooting a copying machine is not that one.
Let's go shoot a piece of office equipment to make my point. You and I have arguments over, you know, what should happen next. The city of Denver is serving it up on a plate with all the insanity. I mean, I said, you know, downtown Denver's Mogadishu now. And yesterday, in fact, they had to clean out the bridge over here by the radio station. I know that they'll take out their, they'll start writing down notes as soon as you begin to speak. If you were the GOP, what would you do with a guy like Ron Hanks? What would you say to him?
Well, first of all, one, you have a right to run. But do you really want to put, you know, the party in jeopardy in terms of winning? And then show polling numbers. And hopefully, you know, that will convince him. And then make sure that you have somebody running in the primary, because if there are two or three folks in the primary that are of that right-wing ilk, then they could start splitting the vote, and you would have a chance for somebody that is more reasonable winning the primary. So I would make sure that there are other people of his ilk that are running so you could split that vote and then hope that your candidate could win. You got to run a true blue conservative. I mean, it can't be some moderate. But, you know, that's what I would do.
I hate to do this one to you, too. What would you do if you were whispering in the ear of the GOP? What would be the issues? Because we have discussed this many times privately and publicly. What would be the issues?
Well, inflation, jobs, crime.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and immigration. Yeah. Immigration.
Yeah, of course.
As much as, I mean, and where I am on all of those, I'm obviously, you know, on the left.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I'd be doing. And the other thing is I'd be looking for the wheels for the wagon.
Boy. So well said. Ted Trimba's here. We're going to bring up the candidates. When I saw this last night, I haven't watched Channel 9 in forever, but here it is. And I can't believe this guy's doing this ad. But this morning in a newscast, Tom Mueller had something like 60% of registered Republicans believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump. There'll be ammunition for Hanks. And in the primary, they will throw their weight to Hanks. Hanks could easily emerge as the candidate for the GOP. And, you know, the middle of the road person who's concerned about schools and, as you point out, crime and homelessness and highways and the roads and everything that goes with it. And then what are they going to do?
Well, Democrats are going to win. That's what we're going to do. But what's more troubling about all of this is that there are so many Republicans that believe that the election was stolen, that there are so many people who don't have trust in our election systems, even though they have been audited, even by people from their ilk.
Yeah, they're inside.
And they've been seen as fine. That is corrosive. And, you know, I think that there is more instability in our society today than a lot of people realize. I think that we are more on the brink of something really going wrong. This for me is very troubling.
Very troubling.
I don't know what you do. I mean, there has to be somebody that is respected on the conservative side with that, you know, type of ilk that stands up and says, listen, enough is enough. This is what we need to be talking about. These are the concerns that people have. And, you know, we've got to let the past go.
But it's become a cult. It's become a religious belief. And these people are members of the cult religious belief. And it's the same. I've angered up the hate machine this morning, but it's the same ideology. I won't get a vaccine. I'll die, but I won't get a vaccine. And this insanity, this woman that won't get vaxxed, so they show the same medical science that invents the vaccine can save her life, but because of, and I'll just read it to you, hasn't received a vaccine for religious reasons, hasn't gotten the shot that she says there's too many unknowns, so neither woman thought they needed to be vaccinated for the transplant. Well, the hospital says you do. The electorate says you do. And I look at this stuff and I think, well, and I don't want to put you in the middle of that discussion, but do you see the similarities?
Definitely. You know, and I think for those of us that understand the benefits of vaccine and believe that people should be vaccinated, I'm even for mandates, which I know your listeners will, your lights are really going to ring up now. What's, I think, important is, I think the way that we explain, and we shouldn't use the words talk to, we shouldn't, you know, make them seem as if they're not smart. You know, you'll hear people saying, you know, well, you know, I can't fix stupid. And I think that's completely the wrong thing to say. You know, I think we have to treat people as, you know, informed, smart, even though they have a disagreement on vaccines, and do our best to try to explain it to them. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of it's the messenger.
You know, of course.
They're not going to change their mind because of me.
Or obviously. Yeah. Here, a little from the hate machine. Why don't the two of you just move to NPR so this guy can agree with each other? It isn't read right. So this guy can agree with each other all day long. Okay. Well, that's the answer to the truth about Hanks's run or the vax. The answer is you and I move radio stations. Okay. And that's the belief system, Theodore, at its very best. Don't listen to anything that's truthful. Just move to another radio station. I'm stumped.
I'm stumped. This comes back to there have to be people within, you know, this universe in terms of how they think that are willing to stand up and say, you know, this is what's going on. They don't have to say it as, you know, this is the truth. Because then it makes it seem like that you're looking at folks that don't believe the way you do, or... I don't know the right word. I think you have to be really careful because we got to respect other people's views. But at the same time, we've got to also think about what is the overall impact, you know, the society, the cost of the society, and where we are. And it, at some point, it's a tyranny of a really, really small minority.
But martyrdom is part of this. Every time I bring up Joseph Campbell, these people flip over and get a seizure, but this is what Joseph Campbell in the Monomyth says. You will die as a martyr with your beliefs. And I'm reading the election in Georgia, and Trump goes to Georgia. Lynn Wood goes to Georgia and tells people their votes won't be counted anyhow. And it's one of the reasons the Democrats won in Georgia. When Trump goes to Georgia to the rallies, he doesn't talk about voting. He talks about the election being stolen. And apparently a large number of Republicans, Lynn Wood of all people, who now believes that 9/11, the Twin Towers were photoshopped, said, "Don't your election, your vote won't be counted." Listen to that insanity. And apparently was believed. I don't know, Ted. Every day you look at this stuff and say, what's going to happen next?
Well, you do the, and I can't say this on the radio, but I can do
but
the
go
letter.
Ahead. Go ahead.
It's WTF, and it's like, yeah, what the?
I know it.
You kind of threw your arms up.
But,
let's think about love of country. Let's think about love of your neighbor or love for your neighbor before we start kind of walking down these crazy paths. To think that 9/11 was staged.
Yeah,
That's just preposterous.
We always say, as my grandma would said, I read this to you. I swear I'm reading it to you. We patriots need to stop the city people from voting in the future. That's how we win elections in Colorado.
You win elections by not voting?
No, we patriots. As I said, I wrote a column that said, after the French Revolution, everybody was called citizen. After the Soviet Revolution, everyone was called comrade. Today, the catch-all word is patriot. They get introduced as a patriot, and they identify as a patriot. It's like citizen and comrade. We patriots need to stop the city people from voting in the future. That's how we win elections in Colorado. Ooh.
Yeah. troubling. Does that mean? We need to stop them from voting.
It's the sadistic death cult hate machine radio show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
And you're appearing on it.
I always wear red when I come on your show, Peter.
I love you.
That is, to me, a bit that shows that there's a corrosiveness that's out there. And if we don't have trust in our election systems, then we are in big trouble.
Apparently.
Because that is the core. That is the core of what a democratic republic is voting.
Pro-Trump warrior Ron Hanks shoots a piece of office equipment that on it is labeled Dominion voting machine. And now we're off to see the wizard.
I'm just wondering who they think is behind the curtain.
Well, if I only had a brain.
With all the poppy, the opiates that were there on the side, they're like wandering around and sucking on the plants.
That's one of the interesting parts of The Wizard of Oz in the film when they are in there. Those women sing that high little voice and they're laying down in the poppies. That has meaning. That's significant.
Yeah.
All right, there's no one better. Ted Trimba. I love you. Talk to you, man. Thanks for doing a radio show. The best.
Anytime.
All right, man.
Anytime.
Bye. All right, coming up, Eric Odlin, who is the GOP Senate hopeful, and then Eli Bremmer. Stop the madness. If you're thinking of selling your home, and I know lots of questions, people out there, you're not sure, left, right, up, down. I got Gay and Sarah with the Ribble Group with Keller Williams Realty, DTC, have your answer. There's no accident that Gay and Sarah sell two times faster and for more money than compared to other agents on average. Now, Gay and Sarah understand every home seller is different. Now, they send me these really cool testimonials. What an amazing experience. World-class service, attentive team. People always bring their A game, and they're crazy good about communicating with us. That's what the Ribble Group did. We're beyond thrilled they made the switch to Gay and Sarah and their team of go-getters. I know this woman. She's terrific. What a life story. Gay and Sarah, they are the very best. So questions, you're buying, selling, or whatever you want to do, any cues you need an A, please call and let them find the best for you or answer your questions, anything. The Ribble Group is 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD, 833-301-SOLD. Visit Gay, spelled G-A-Y-E, hasthebuyers.com, gayhasthebuyers.com. GayHasTheBuyers.com. Morning, everybody. 25 after the hour, 7:25. Stefan, this afternoon, 7th morning of October, a good motorcycle day. 78 will be the high, and it starts to drift after that. The Federal Reserve is one of the most complex institutions in the world, and yet perhaps the biggest influencer over your wallet, and it's now tasked with raising or lowering the cost of borrowing money. But right now, it's low. So start with a 10-minute phone call. Pick up the phone. American Financing. Lock this down. Colorado's home for home loans. Get that free, no-obligation mortgage review I've been talking about. There's no pressure conversations with a salary-based mortgage expert. No upfront, no hidden fees. They're not like that. Family-owned business that only wants what's best for you. So they're going to do what it takes to get you the lowest mortgage rate and save you tons of bucks every month, shorten the time you owe. I mean, all these things totally add up. Lock in a low rate now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trust them. I'm telling you what, they will save you dough, make things better for you. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Call them this morning online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. As the man said, pro-Trump warrior Ron Hanks, dig this.
As Americans come to realize Biden's incompetence, a growing majority believe he was not fairly elected. Evidence of fraud in multiple states support their conclusion. I know because I attended recounts and audits in multiple states. As our next senator, I will fight for our conservative values, and I'll start by targeting our broken election system. I'm Ron Hanks, and I'm running for the United States Senate.
I'm Ron Hanks, and I approve this message.
All right. And then he shoots a piece of office equipment. I like this young man. We've become friends. Eric Odlin is with us. He's GOP Senate hopeful. Later in the morning, Eli Bremer will be on. Eric, of course, is an Army vet. We become friends. This is a tough one. Eric, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, Peter. Glad to be back on your show.
You too, man. All right, so you're up against it. Your thoughts about that commercial and the party and what's happening next?
Well, you're sure giving Ron a lot of airtime.
No, but it's not about giving him the airtime. It's about your party and your hope.
I agree, and I think that Ron hasn't just muddied the waters; he's bloodied the waters, and it's problematic because we don't need stunts, we don't need sensationalism. What we need to do is restore integrity, dignity, accountability back to the political process. That's my aim. I'm not looking to be sensational. I'm looking to stick to the facts and stick to what's going on in our country, which is deeply concerning. And it's indicative of problems. You're highlighting problems within the Republican Party, the divisiveness, and we've got to come together. We've got to find a way to work together as a team. And I think certain things like what Ron's doing is not helpful.
It's destructive. It's not helpful. It's destructive. You have, in fairness, Eli's coming on. I like both of you guys. I think you're both. But how do you get past this? Knowing this morning's newscast with Tom Mueller, he had the statistics. I don't know what it was, Billy. I forget. 60% of apparently registered Republicans believe this that's been dubbed a big lie. Now, you've been really honest about it. I think that you've been very stand-up about it. But what if they throw their weight to Ron Hanks? Moments ago, we had Ted Trimble on, and I'm paraphrasing Ted, but this is music to the ears of the Democratic Party. How are you going to win? How do you get past it? Yeah.
Well, we have to get smart. And what we need is delegates and voters who recognize candidates who can win in the general election. I mean, we can't continue to put forth the furthest right individual who's most sensational and expect them to be able to compete against guys like Michael Bennett, who are entrenched and have the full machinery of the Democrat Party behind them. We've got to be very smart. We have tons of ammo, as we've discussed before. We have crises all over that are a product of failed policies with the Biden administration. Now, I do think the American people deserve transparency in our elections. If they don't have faith in them, that's a problem.
Most Americans believe it was okay.
I've seen polls that indicate otherwise, but at the end of the day, the government in our state of Colorado and across the nation owes Americans a commitment to transparency and needs to demonstrate that the elections are fair and free. And I don't.
They were.
There's been a lot of attempts to cover up. There's a lot of censoring on social media, and if we can't have open dialogues, that erodes the faith that Americans have.
Listen to me, Eric. Please, I'm being your Dutch uncle. All the audits, all the court cases say it was okay. Do with this now as you may. But what this guy Hanks is doing right now, I want you to win. I want you or Eli to win. At this point,
I get your point, Peter, and I'm with you. I think we have so many things we can come together on as American people, as Coloradans, as conservatives, and we need to be focused on those issues. I think election integrity, and we're not talking about the past. We're talking about ensuring that we have free and fair elections and restoring that faith and confidence. And we don't do that by not having an open dialogue or by censoring voices. We need to have that discussion. And we also need people like Jenna Griswold, who's doing everything she can to change the election rules to be accountable to the American people. I think that the government in so many ways at every level has lost its accountability to the people. This is a broad issue, and we need to restore that accountability, restore that faith and trust. We don't do it through stunts. We don't do it through making a mockery of this process. And I think that, in many ways, what Ron is doing is making a mockery of the process.
Well, not according to him. He's a pro-Trump warrior, and he's shooting office equipment, and it's his Senate campaign video. And I'm telling you, there are people that come read the Wall of Hate that are so attracted to it. And he shoots up what apparently is a photocopier by saying what you just said. He's fighting for election integrity. Look, no one stole anything in Colorado. I don't want to do this again because it hurts, but there's nothing here. It's a nothing burger. And you're a smart young guy. You've done well in life. We talk. I think you're, and I feel the same way about Eli. You guys got to do something.
Well, and I think we stick to the issues. We come with a common sense approach. I'm willing to have conversations. I'm willing to talk on any issue. And I think we need to have open dialogues and transparency. And I do think that's lacking in our political process in many different ways. But we've become so divided and so polarized that now we can't have conversations, and that's a problem. And we need statespeople. You and I have discussed the need for a Ronald Reagan, somebody who is right on all the policies and can articulate it in a statesmanship kind of fashion, professionally. And I back to my original point, we've got to bring integrity, dignity, respect, accountability, virtue back to the process. That's lacking. And the Democrats are not helping that. They are divisive. They're hateful. They attack in ways that are not conducive to supporting the constituency. I don't think people trust government at any level at this point. I think people are heartbroken by politicians who continue to make promises and don't follow through with them. I mean, these are the things we need to be focusing on, and the voters need to be smart. In both parties, they need to elect wise leaders who are going to work for the public good, and that's few and far between. I see a lot of ego in this race. I'm not doing this for personal gain. I'm doing this because we're in crisis, and we've got to restore the government back to the people.
We have talked about this publicly and privately over lunch together. Eric Godlin is here as a GOP hopeful for the knocking out Michael Bennett. It is a legitimate question on the shape of the party right now. Is it a functioning party? Each and every time I think it's safe to go back in the water, a shark shows up. And this Hanks, let me read you from the Wall of Hate. Ron Hanks is a hero. He attended Lindell Symposium. He's convinced, as I am, Trump won. Election was rigged. And it goes on from there. So if this guy is going to run, and this guy here on the Wall of Hate is a primary voter, Eric, you're sunk.
Well, we know that those kind of messages don't speak to Colorado. So I'm not out to serve just Republicans or conservatives. I am out to serve the people of Colorado. And I think that most of our elected officials are not serving their constituency. Wow. And so we've got to find unifying messages. I think there are some core principles every American can agree on. Individual liberties, the Bill of Rights, and what's set forth in the Constitution. This is a tent big enough for everybody.
I want you to be right.
We need leaders in the Republican Party who are going to bring people together on those positions and be that new voice. Because I think that people are losing faith in the Democrat Party. Joe Biden's polling underwater. I mean, it's terrible.
Does the shooting office equipment make the tent bigger or smaller?
It's a stunt. We don't need more stunts.
It makes the tent smaller. No reasonable person, middle of the road, who wants problems solved for himself, herself, or their families is going to look at that and say, there is a party I want to be a part of. And that's just the truth.
It doesn't speak to Colorado. We've got to have a reasoned approach. We've got 43% of the state as unaffiliated voters. There's a large swath in the middle that is looking for statesmanship, looking for people who are going to serve them and serve Colorado. And we don't need more divisive messaging. We do have a lot of problems that have to be sorted out. We need clear solutions. And we've got to speak about policies, not personalities. I'm so tired of getting caught up on all these bombastic personalities without any substance.
I agree, but that's why Reagan broke from the pack and became Reagan. You and I are both. But what big deal, and I'm giving you advice, what you need to do, your campaign, other campaign, you guys need to sit down someplace over the weekend as soon as you can and work this out before it gets loose. Because once it gets loose, all you're going to do is self-destroy. This is what I've said about, and it's been denied, but it's absolutely truth. There's a civil war in the Republican Party, and the idea of being a functioning party, and you and your campaign, and Eric, and all these other guys, Eli, everybody needs to sit in a big circle around the bonfire, around the circle of knowledge, and figure out what in the five times you're going to do, because if not, you're going to say it's going to be Senator reelect Michael Bennett, and you're one of the hopes of being able to drop this guy. And I rest my case. Final comment from you, if you would.
Well, I want people to check out my messaging on my website and on social media. Watch my videos. I bring a measured approach that is about integrity and doing the right thing and serving the people of Colorado. I'm not going to deviate from that. I'm not going to be distracted by Ron Hanks or anybody else in this campaign. I'm sticking to my game plan. And I'm going to do what's right for the people. I'm out to serve. I'm honoring my oath. I took as an Army officer. It's around defending the Constitution. I'm doing this as an act of service. I'm trying to protect my children's future. And I want to serve Colorado. I'm not going to let anyone else take me off that path.
Go get them. You the man. Eric, thanks, man, as always. He's a friend. He's a really good young man. I'm between he and Eli. It's just they're both good guys. Thank you, son. We'll talk. ASAP, we'll probably talk over the weekend. Be safe. All right, man. I've become friends with him. All right. And we're going to do is Eli Bremer will join us top of the hour. We got some opens here. 303-696-1971. The temperature is dropping. Yes. Snow is coming next week. I saw Gary DeFrange at dinner. A few weeks, ski season's rolling. Right now is the perfect time to take in your skis and boards for a tune. It's always cool to do this. Or maybe it's finally a time for some new gear. I got something from the wall I hate I got to read. You owe it to yourself to pay a visit to Larson Ski and Sport, located south of I-70 on Kipling. Whether you rent equipment or want to own it, these are my guys and committed to making your ski experience the best. And grandson skiing, kid skiing, old man skiing like me, Larson's is so convenient. John Marriott and the team, you can stop on your way up the hill or on the way home. I'd go now. Go get your season rentals, get it all done, put it in the garage, put it in the house, and now you're good to go. Board skis, you can rent what's called demos, which is like new skis for a rental. The big wooden building, here you are, you're going westbound on I-70. Get off on the Kipling exit, come down the ramp, make a left underneath the tunnel, underneath I-70. And then as soon as you come out of the tunnel, look to your right, look to the left, look to the right, look to the north. You see a big wooden building right on the north side, right on your right side, right next to a Village Inn. That, my friends, is Larson Ski and Sport. Take it from me. John and the guys at Larson's are absolute experts at everything you need for winter sports. Stop today, 7 days a week, whatever you want and need. Get it underway now. Bring your skis in for a tune, boards in for a tune. Get ready to go. This is the place. They're big enough to handle it, and they're still family. South of I-70 on Kipling, 303. You can talk to them, 303-423-0654, 303-423-0654, LarsonSport.com. From the wall, a Boyle's proposal, a circle jerk. This is how smart you guys really are. This has to get settled now, because if it gets out of the box and by first part of next week, talk radio will jump and say Ron Hanks could be the answer to a poor man's dream.
I'm sorry. You know, that's, to be honest, yeah. Mr. Wall of Hate, I would submit that a bunch of conservatives standing around and talking to each other and convincing each other that the election was stolen is much more close to that circular activity you were talking about.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Regardless, they send them. We read them. 710 KNUS. Morning, everybody. 7:47, 13 before the hour. GOP hopeful Eli Bremmer at the top of the hour. Amy Duncan joins us from Alpine. And I got to say again, my children, we were trying to do a will and a trust. When you're an old guy, you better do all that stuff. I got to tell you how terrific Alpine's been. And my kids, we were all down at Alpine on Tuesday. And I got to tell you, Amy, away from why you're with us to talk about the market, if you haven't gotten all that stuff put together, another reason to go to Alpine. Amy, good morning. What are the numbers? Thank you.
Good morning, Pete. And thank you for the thank you.
That's true.
One great family. So anyway, sir, taking a look at Wall Street, numbers up big this morning. Continued little run from yesterday, I think. Currently, we've got the Dow up about 375, S&P positive by 46, both over 1%. Good gains as well on the NASDAQ. And I think a couple of things driving this morning. First of all, unemployment numbers, only 326,000 first-time applications from the week. That's down from 364,000 the week prior. And then, of course, the Congress regarding the short-term debt limit extension. Pete, keep in mind this only extends things through December. So as Brian used to be, is still fond of saying, we're just kicking that can down the road. So as always, we're watching the markets and everything, but I'd like to say thank you for pointing out that we do a thorough job in looking at the big picture, right? It's not just stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It's not just talking about inflation, Social Security. It really is comprehensive planning, and it's our pleasure to assist any of your listeners that have questions. So Brian and Gabe and I are standing by, and we'll wrap it up for today.
No, it's true, and it has to be done. It's, you know, it's just as Brian said to me as he smacked me in the back of the head, you got to do this. 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust. And this thing with trust and wills is real. They're there. Aim, thanks. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All righty.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, morning, everyone. Eli Bremmer's coming up. The pro-Trump warrior, Ron Hanks, does an ad where he is shooting a piece of office equipment. And these jokers don't think he's not going to be the nominee. Hide and watch. I was texting with Kaplis yesterday, Danny's Law Firm, the best of the best of the best. Kaplis is the good man. You know, thousands of innocent victims are killed, injured every year in truck accidents, cars and motorcycles, things that happen in your home, things that happen on the job. And Danny's firm, the long successful track record in cases against the trucking industry. He won the largest jury verdict in truck accident case history in the last 10 years, a $25 million jury verdict against out-of-state trucking. It caused death and destruction on a Colorado highway. He's won numerous multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement cases nobody even sees. The families just win. It's a serious firm for serious cases. He's my friend. You got a question, he's got answers. Whatever it is, I mean, just start with the phone call, 303-907-5003, 907-5003, 303-907-5003. On the internet, Danny's last name is C-A-P-L-I-S, DanKaplislaw.com. Call him up. You got a problem, make the call and get the answer. All right, and this has like been insane morning time, but you know, I knew last night, and we talk about the show all the time and the purpose of the show, and the war aim is to make Colorado purple. You're not going to make it red. Don't believe any of that nonsense. But is the Republican Party can be the tip of the spear, and are they even a functioning party at this point? So this guy comes up with this ad, and he is saying what talk radio says, what the internet says, what 60% of the Republican Party says, what the Pope of the Church, Donald Trump, says. It was stolen. And it goes from there. So I look at this stuff and I think to myself, you will destroy this, this chance. And we moments ago spoke with Eric Odlin, who I really like. And then after the top of the hour, Eli Bremmer. And these are the two young men that I've met who want to challenge Michael Bennett. Both of them are very qualified. I like them both. They have terrific backgrounds and great families, and they have this chance. This morning we had Ted Trimble on, and he said, you know, the Democratic Party is laughing up its sleeve. And this joker who ran this ad, we're going to invite him on the radio show. But he's saying what's being said. Now, this has to go to a primary. Remember that. And if all the people that believe this lie turn out for the primary, they'll give him the nod. Hanks will then go against Bennett, and Bennett, who's beatable. It's like watching when John Hickenlooper ran, knowing that Corey could take him. Corey had a real shot, Corey Gardner, and he didn't put his hands up. He ran the worst campaign imaginable, and a guy who said, not only do I don't want to be senator, I will make a bad one become senator. This is the stuff of the Republican Party. So we come back with Eli Bremmer. The Webster, we're not going to do a shoot this week. With some things got turned around, we will come back next week. But the one with Frank DeAngelo stays up. It didn't get up until Sunday anyhow. 710KNUS/Peter Boyle is the shoot with Frank DeAngelo. I don't know what to tell you except each and every time we're also talking about the vax. Why wouldn't you get it to save your life? 78 and sunny today. Pardon me? Music. 78 and sunny. Friday, partly cloudy and 75. 72 on Saturday. Got some rain coming in. The wall of hate is just cranking this morning. I know. 710 KNUS, you must come back. It is, as we come back on the other side with Eli Bremmer, we've gotten to know him. I've spoken with him privately a couple times. This guy could make a great U.S. senator, as Eric could as well. So they got to figure it out. And this guy, you talk about what something my grandma would call the fly in the ointment. This guy is not only the fly in the ointment, this guy conceivably could be the senatorial hopeful from the grand old party. It's sad. Stay here. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.